com.
Talk Live. We are launching an hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We are broadcasting, by the way, we are always live on Saturday nights, but we're super live tonight because we're in person at the Crowne Plaza Hotel here in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire, for the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, put on by the good people at the Free State Project. Freestateproject.org is the place to go to learn more about them. It's a great group of activists. 20,000 liberty lovers all moving to the same state to get active for freedom, and I think that's something that Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org has a little bit of appreciation for. Jim, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here in person.
Always great to have you. You were here last year, as a matter of fact, for the very first Liberty Forum. And doing a little compare and contrast, how do you feel this time out?
There's a bigger crowd here. I think that was the thing that jumps out at me most. There's more people here, and there's more events going on. There's more things to do this time around.
How great that, you know, in just a year's time, it's gotten even bigger, even better. I mean, not that it was bad last year. It was great last year. It's just they've stepped it up to the next level this time out. And you were speaking earlier today, talking, of course, about DownsizedDC.org, the Read the Bills Act, some of the great things that you guys have going on.
Now, when you were talking today, one thing that struck me was, you were saying that Downsize DC's Read the Bills Act really unites liberals, conservatives, everybody. Tell us how.
Well, it's not a partisan issue. It's not a divisive issue. The only people that really oppose this are the people that are kind of in the beltway there in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance. I've done over 100 radio interviews just on the Read the Bills Act. I haven't had a single radio host yet, regardless of whether they were liberal, conservative, whatever, that has thought this is a bad idea. Everybody likes the idea and believes that government should be accountable.
So the Read the Bills Act essentially is going to force the senators and Congress critters to actually read, be present for a voice reading, amongst other things, but be present for a voice reading of every single piece of legislation that they're thinking about passing.
Yeah, it's a quorum, which the Constitution defines as 50% plus one, and we do that so that we can slow them down a little bit.
It's a brilliant idea, and you guys have been working on it for quite a while now. Have there been any advances in actually getting it sponsored and moving it forward and making it a reality?
Well, we've continued to have meetings, but this is something we're going to have to build up an army for. There's not going to be a Mr. Smith goes to Washington kind of character here that's going to say, hey, we've been wrong all these years, and we need to do the right thing. I think what we need to do is get people excited, continue to get people excited up, bring more and more people on. What has been happening over the last several months is that we've had some doors open to us to other organizations, national figures, people who are frequently up on Capitol Hill and have influence up there, who are beginning to take a real liking to what we're doing, and we're talking to them. And maybe we'll be seeing some groups here in 2008 that will be starting to align with us
cool.
on this issue.
Well, the Downsize DC organization continues to grow. You were talking about building an army. That sounds violent. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it's alleged that Voltaire said that God tends to be on the side of the bigger battalions, and I think we have to get to the point where we have so many people that Congress cannot afford to ignore us, and we need to work together on these things. We need to pick issues and approaches that unite rather than divide, because that's really what the partisan process does. It divides us.
Right.
We want to unite all those people. Most people believe that the federal government is too big. Regardless of where they're at in the spectrum, they believe it's too big. So we want to try to find ways to unite those people and bring them together in a way that is effective and begins to cause real change.
And you guys are doing that so effectively at DownsizedDC.org. Highly recommend that any listener that's new to Downsize DC take time out, go to the website, take a look, and you'll find out that what you've created, Jim, is a brilliant system. And by the way, you are going to be launching at some point this year a brand new website. So it's good now, and it's going to be better. But the system allows you to get in touch with your representatives, so-called, to get in touch with your representatives, not by phone, but by not even by email. But by actually filling out your information one time to the DownsizedDC.org system, it gets retained. It's password protected, so it's not like it's unsecure or anything.
Right.
And then what happens is you send out these emails called the DownsizedDC Dispatch. So you get an email in your box, and it talks about an issue, whatever it might be. There are various different things you've taken on, from farm subsidies to all kinds of regulations.
Healthcare,
yeah.
Civil liberties.
Right. So you'll outline an issue, and you'll say, okay, click here to take action on this, to contact your representative. you click, you'd already signed up for Downsized DC, so you enter your username and password, boom, all your information's there, your address and all that stuff, because what that's necessary for is to use to fill out the forms on the representative's websites. So it's not sending an email. Your software actually goes through and does all that work for you. You don't even see it happen. You just click go or okay or whatever, and then the Downsized DC software goes ahead and on your behalf contacts your representatives.
And those offices then know that they are hearing from a constituent, which is very important, so those messages
right.
get counted and read.
Right. And it's not just you, because you're sending out that dispatch to, what did I hear last, 21,000?
Yeah, we're very close to 21,000.
21,000 recipients on the Downsized DC
very
dispatch.
Very intense recipients, by the way. I mean, they average more than one message per subscriber per month.
That's right. And so what's odds are good that you're not going to be the only one who's contacting your representative.
Exactly.
So you're not this, you know, lone voice in the wilderness crying out for liberty. There are going to be others adding to that chorus, and that would make it more likely that they'll actually take note of what it is the message.
And that's what we mean
across.
By an army. That's
right.
That's an army right there.
So
the beginnings of one.
So the more people we can get on board with Downsized DC, the larger that army gets, the louder that voice becomes, the more influential it becomes, and then, hey, maybe we'll get this Read the Bills Act passed. Maybe this one bill at a time, or one subject at a time. Act. Maybe the Write the Bills Act, which will force these bureaucrats, instead of hiring, or these elected officials, to actually write the bills themselves, instead of hiring some bureaucrats to do
mm-hmm.
it, right?
Exactly. And we were going to have other things that we want to bring into that agenda as we go down the road, too.
Sure.
But the idea is to begin to put some structural things in place that change the environment. I had a chance to talk to a U.S. senator this evening, and I explained. He was telling me about people's desires and intents and the way they think, and I think there's a system in place that is just designed to make sure that the government grows every year. The way they write the budget, the way they put that process together, you can guarantee, you take it to the bank, that the government's going to be bigger next year
yep.
than it was this year, and it'll continue. So we have to find ways to change the structure there, the system, in such a way so that we can limit the damage, frankly, that they're
right.
able to do to us.
To discourage it, to discourage the growth of government, and as you say, limit it. You were talking with that senator tonight, and we mentioned earlier that it was a bit controversial that he was even attending this conference this weekend. But you asked him a question that you had said that he had an interesting response to.
Well, we had a very involved conversation, and I asked for one last question, and at the end I said, can you please tell me a program that you're working right now, or an agency, something that you're working to close down, something that you're doing to make the federal government smaller? And he took a long time to think about it, and initially he gave us an answer to some things that he had stopped from happening. I said, I understand all that. I want to know what you're actually going to eliminate. And he thought for a long time and told me that no one else had ever asked him that question before. Now, you know, we have a lobbying system, and I don't know.
And he didn't have an answer.
No, he didn't. He even admitted to me that he said, I'm sorry, we don't have an answer. He said from 95 to 97, the Republicans eliminated 300 different departments and agencies, but they haven't done it since. And he said there's a number of reasons that's happened, and he said it was a good question. And I offered him. I said, you know, you're going to want to close something. You know, downsizedc.org and probably the Free State Project and other people are going to want to help you achieve that objective. So, you know, please give us something. I don't know. I had to leave the table, so I don't know for sure if it was clear to him that we've got the lobbying structure that could begin to be helpful to him, that we've got the connections and the coalitions. But, you know, we did ask the question, and I think it's really interesting and fascinating that he's never been asked that question
before.
But
at least he was honest with you with that response. I mean, give him credit for that. But I think it's exemplary of what is so typical amongst politicians, even the ones that claim to be for small government. And it goes back to something that I think a friend of yours, Michael Cloud, was talking about one time, is this small government but one exception thing that we see throughout this world of these so-called small government candidates, where they talk a good game about, you know, making government smaller. But when they get into office, all they focus on is their one exception where they think government should be, where they think we need more government.
But Ian, that's the reason that I support him being here, because he gets a chance to talk to somebody like Jim Babka who asks him an incredibly good question like,
yeah.
What are you doing today to make government
well,
smaller?
Questions are nice, but they're not going to change them.
They are nice, but it's the first, it's the germination of the idea, maybe I should be doing that.
It'd probably be easier to just run a real pro-liberty candidate against him and kick him out.
It's easier? Because how do incumbents do against new people?
I enjoyed having this opportunity, and I had a chance to participate in September with a transpartisan coalition where we had dialogue with people from all across the spectrum. I'm with Mark. I think this is beneficial.
Well, if we can actually create that army you're talking about, Jim, then maybe politicians like him.
Well, a lot more people need to be asking him this question
right.
than just me.
Right. If he's feeling demand from the political world, he'll start start running out in front of that parade. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Always great having you on the show. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the Nutramedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money. Untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Everything from archives to live streaming, the bulletin board system, all for free for you, freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they they purchase charged-off receivables. Safel knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for Safel CAI. They collect with respect. Anyway, this is your show. You can bring up anything. We're here live, as we always are, but we are actually in person at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the second annual, the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, put on by the Free State Project. It's an amazing group of activists and liberty lovers all in the same place, the same hotel, for the same weekend, hanging out, libating together, brainstorming, having a good time. Jim Babka is still with us, actually. We brought him back for another segment.
I went to bat for him. I really want to talk to him about the race that's going on Tuesday here in New Hampshire and see what he thinks.
Then we'll talk about something relevant, like government and road ownership. How about that?
Yeah, that'll be great. Jim, who's gonna win the primary here in New Hampshire? How is Ron Paul going to do? What are you thinking? Looking at what happened in Iowa and
otherwise. Well, I think John McCain's going to win the primary here. I think he's probably a likely Republican nominee. I think he's got the momentum. He's got the media support. The media flirted with some other candidates. They initially, he was their favorite to begin with, but they went to Giuliani for a while, and they gave Thompson some air, and they gave Huckabee some air. And we've seen what that did for Huckabee in particular. Mm-hmm. But they now I think they're coming back to their first love, and I think everybody's second choice in that process all along has been John McCain. I think Ron Paul's going to do better than he did in Iowa percentage-wise.
I think that's a safe bet.
I think he's going to do at least 14% here. Based on Rasmussen today had a poll that said 14%, and I think that's realistic to expect.
I was hoping for 20. I believe in 20, just because there's so many people here that are in the closet Ron Paul fans. You just don't...
Wait a minute. Point of information. The 14%, Republican voters or all voters?
Rasmussen does a poll. They did a poll for the entire field, and they do a three-day rolling average approach. It's a fairly accurate approach. They're one of the better polling firms out there.
But who are they talking to?
I haven't seen the poll. I was just told this by a reporter here
before it's relevant.
Came into the meeting.
If you're just talking to the registered Republicans, then you aren't getting the real accurate results, because we're going to have a huge undeclared turnout on Tuesday here.
Well, and I expected the same thing to happen in Iowa, and this is kind of maybe why Mark wanted me to come back here and talk. I really spent a lot of time following those polls and studying them. I have been following and studying until I left for New Hampshire here, the polls that were in New Hampshire. I think that I was expecting that Ron wasn't going to do any worse than 13%. I thought that was the absolute floor in Iowa. And that night, of course, it was 10%, which was within the margin of error for Rasmussen, Zogby, for the Des Moines Register polls. They pretty much got it right. And I was surprised. I was as surprised as anybody could be, because I thought there was a lot of people that weren't showing up in these polls as well. Rasmussen is a reputable poll. I haven't seen the exact methodology they've used on this particular poll, but I'm familiar with their work from the past, and I 14%. If they're saying it, I'm reasonably confident they're right.
Now, if Ron Paul does get 14% in New Hampshire, and I'm still holding out for 20, I'm still holding out for 20%. Is that good enough for his campaign? I realize he's trending upward, and that's a good thing, but is it enough to have him win the Republican nomination?
I don't think so, because I think regardless of whatever nominee emerges, I think that all of the other Republican establishment is going to coalesce behind whoever that person is. And the other thing is that the media, and as I discussed in my speech today, the media has a tremendous penchant for being able to ignore even the greatest of news. Now, to not cover, for example, breaking the all-time fundraising record for a single day, I mean, they managed to find a way, in large part, to ignore that occurred, at least in the televised media.
It seemed to get less attention than his $4 million day.
Yes, it did. They were treating it as if it was old news, like it had been done before.
Oh,
put a man on the moon,
before,
and so now we don't
again.
Have to cover
what
the next launch. Right. Right.
Wow. Only time will tell. Certainly anybody can predict what's going to happen on Tuesday, but we'll know more in a matter of, 72 hours or something like that?
We will, and this has been a significant campaign. Everybody here should be very, very pleased by what's happened.
Oh, my God.
There's been tremendous receptivity to this message. I mean, back in February a year ago, I would have told you I would have been excited if they raised $8 million. I would have thought they did their job. I mean, they did that in a month's time.
No libertarian campaign has ever had funding like this.
And it's the issues. There's people talking about the issues. What's heartening to me is that there are people out there that were waiting for this message and responding to it. It's something that I've believed all along, that those people were out there and we could find them. And I don't believe, by the way, we found all of them. I don't think we're done. I think this is a message that has a definite upside. You know, one interesting thing is that Ron Paul got roughly 10 votes for every donor that he had in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, very low ratio. These other campaigns are a mile wide and about an inch deep, but his campaign may be a little more narrow, but it's very, very deep. And that tells me that there's tremendous potential upside here. We've just got to continue to make the message familiar. And that brings me to the theme that we talked about today in my talk, which is we need to build that army. We need to have the ability to get the message out everywhere, every day, and make it familiar so that there's an environment that's hospitable to pro-liberty candidates.
Yeah.
And that's got to be the real goal. So Ron's opening a door. There's organization and stuff happening there. I'm very excited by some of there's a lot of new people that weren't around before
right.
that have a lot of talent. They have a lot of energy. They haven't been jaded by failure. They want to go out and make something even bigger happen. So I'm really encouraged by that.
I agree with that. And I think that not only do we need to have a receptive environment, you mentioned for candidates, but also for the activists as well that might not want to have anything to do with running for office, but want to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what we're going to see if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, which, you know, I don't know, hard to say what's going to happen. But if he doesn't win the presidency, there are going to be those activists out there that were really excited about the Ron Paul campaign who are inevitably going to be feeling things that I'm sure you have felt. I know I have felt it. It's political burnout. When you really throw everything behind a candidate, when you get behind something and then you just see it crash and burn, it's such a bummer.
And Ian, I'm really this is something that I have been very, very focused on personally and concerned about for many months now
mm-hmm.
because I have experienced exactly what you're talking about. I've watched it happen in a lot of other people. I want to encourage people to be, you know, if you get your expectations up too high, it's really expectations that really burn you out.
Yeah.
It's not the level of work that you do. If you feel that you're a failure, then you don't want to continue. And I want to encourage people, this has gone much further than anybody that was involved in it initially had any hope of believing that
Absolutely.
It was going to go. And so the thing to do is let's build on this. Barry Goldwater, 1964, everybody said it was a disaster, but it led to the election of a man who said government is the problem. I wish you to govern that way, but that was how he campaigned mm-hmm. in 1980. A movement was started, and we can do that again. We can do this. This can happen. And there's some of the same people that were around when Goldwater was there, and they know some of the lessons that happened, and they're not going to let that happen again.
Good. I think it's important for organizations like DownsizeDC.org, Free Talk Live, of course, we're going to be pointing this out over and over again. I think it's important to let these new activists know, these people that have never gotten involved in politics before. So many of them have said things like, you know, Ron Paul's cured my apathy. Cute phrase, but it's true. I think those people need to be reminded and warned about burnout, because if they're aware of it, then there's a chance that they're going to be less likely to actually burn out, and they can be get active in other things like DownsizeDC.org
exactly.
or the Free State Project.
And it's not everything that needs to be done needs to be candidate or campaign or partisan focus.
Absolutely.
We can do a wide variety of things. There's things that can be done every day, every week, every month, every year. And that's why today in my talk I said DownsizeDC.org is standing here with wide open arms ready to bring
exactly.
these people in the army, and let's begin to make that change.
Right. Let's show these Ron Paul revolutionaries that there's much more to this movement than just the Ron Paul campaign, and remind them to be very careful with this political burnout factor, because it can happen to anybody. Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org, thank you for coming on the
thank
show.
Thank you, guys.
More on the way from the Liberty Forum. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacroegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacro wedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacro wedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program, 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. The show still operating as it normally does. We will still take your calls about anything, even though we are live from the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, a fantastically successful event. More attendees than last year. Bigger hotel. More speakers. More fun. I would say this has been an amazingly successful event, and I'm really, of course, looking forward to 2009. But the Free State Project festivities and activities don't end here. Porkfest 2008, of course, is inevitably going to be coming up this summer. It's a completely different event. Here this weekend, we're at a hotel, very nice, the Crown Plaza Resort here in Nashua, New Hampshire, enjoying a wonderful convention and some company of some great liberty-loving activists. But in the summertime, it's a completely different season. It's winter now. Summertime is going to be very, very plush and green here in New Hampshire.
It's a very different season.
So we go outside. So instead of being in a hotel in the summer, we go outdoors and we go to a campground. And it's even though there are speakers and that sort of thing going on there, it's obviously a completely different feel. Instead of people in suits like you, Mark, people in suits, you've got people in shorts and T-shirts and that sort of thing.
So I wear shorts at the Porkfest. I wear a suit here.
That's what I'm saying. Instead of wearing suits, which would be insane in the hot New Hampshire summers, it's a little more comfortable, a little more down-to-earth. And so we'll, of course, be broadcasting live from Porkfest this year as well. And hope that you can make it out either to that event or to next year's Liberty Forum. Because if you love liberty, this is the place to be. 800-259-9231 is our number.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right. We'll take your calls if you make them. Otherwise, we talk to some of the interesting folks that are milling around. Many of them were speakers earlier in the day, and Jim Lark is one of them. He is the former
chairman, I believe, of the Libertarian Party. What years were you the chairman?
I had the honor of serving during the 2000-2002 term as the chairman of the Libertarian Party. As I like to say, they couldn't find anyone good, so they got stuck with me. So.
Well, I do recall that time because I was... I think I joined the Libertarian Party sometime in early 2000 or thereabouts, and so I remember reading many of your columns in the Libertarian Party news and that sort of thing. And, of course, the reason I wanted to have you on the show, Jim, beyond the fact that, well, you've done a great job for liberty.
Thank you very much. Brought
a number of people into this movement.
Thank you.
I wanted to have you on to talk about the Libertarian Party.
Sure.
Because I am a life member of the party. And I did that back, I think, in 2000 during the Harry Brown campaign. I loved I'm a Harry Brown libertarian all the
sure.
way. He brought me into this movement, and he's, of course, a great, great man. But I feel like the Libertarian Party has sort of been drifting away from being what it claims to be, and that is the party of principle.
Mm-hmm.
When I signed up for the Libertarian Party and joined as a member, I had to sign an agreement. I had to sign a statement that said, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And I thought that was something really special. I thought that, you know, a party with this litmus test, this thing you have to sign an agreement to actually join this party, I thought that's really original. And when I signed that statement, I didn't really know. I mean, I knew what it meant. And I knew it meant that I had to reject force, even though I didn't really know how it applied every single issue, every single time, because I was a new libertarian at that time. I knew that was where I wanted to go. I knew that was the right thing to do, to reject initiating force on others. And that was, I think, that pledge was something that really helped propel me to learn more about how to apply that principle when it comes to the different issues, and inevitably led me down this road to getting on the radio and helping other people understand those same things. And then when I see this Libertarian Party reform group come out and actually advocate not only changing the party's stance on some issues, like withdrawing, I think it was back in 2002, they pulled from the party platform the call for the abolition of the CIA and the FBI, and I thought, what are they doing that for? Why are they eliminating these? And at that time, I actually wrote a piece of mail to the party saying, that's it. You know, I'm a life member. That's the last dollar you're going to get from me until you get back to principle. And I feel like I'm not the only one. I know that there are a number of others that joined the party because it was unique, because it wasn't watered down, because they were really about real liberty. And then they've seen it just sort of wither away, get just further and further away from that principle in the name of being a bigger tent and bringing more people into the party and that sort of thing. And it just seems to be diluted, and I think you're losing the activists like me, the principled people that really helped make the Libertarian Party great and helped bring more people on board. And I'd just love to hear from you, as somebody who's still currently involved with the LP.
Yes, I have the honor of serving as a member of the Libertarian National Committee.
I still have a warm spot in my heart for the Libertarian Party, and I've been active, and I've gone and helped, even though I haven't been giving money. You know, if something's going on, I'll go and run a booth or outreach booth or something like that. So it's not like I've fallen completely away, but I just would love to hear your comments on that direction.
First of all, thank you for the honor of appearing on your program, and also congratulations to you and Mark on the tremendous work that you've done in terms of growing your radio program. You, as an advocate for liberty, it's your job always to be looking for the best way to promote liberty. And the Libertarian Party, it's a vehicle. It's there to help us promote liberty. And if at some point you find that the LP is not representing you the way that you feel it should be, you have a job to say, maybe this is not an organization that's worthy of my support. Of course, you should also realize that to the extent that you and others, if you feel that the LP is moving away from its principles, to the extent that you are no longer involved, you make it more likely that it will continue to move further away.
That's true.
And so it's very important. The Libertarian Party, from my perspective, we are at an awkward adolescent stage in our development because we're at the point where we have to face very clearly, what do we think is the best way to get to liberty?
Mm-hmm.
And there are more, from my perspective, there are basically two perspectives on this. One is that we need to be a vanguard party. In other words, that we need to be very, very, very radical, very, very, very consistent. We need to basically articulate where we want to be. We need to talk about the shining city on the hill. We emphasize destination. Mm-hmm. The other perspective is that what we need to do is we need to become a first party. In other words, right now we are a, quote, third party. That the way, ultimately, the Libertarian Party will be successful is to become a first party, and that is that we elect lots and lots of people, that we move in direction. And though, so you've got these two sort of visions. One is we emphasize destination. And that, in effect, we may not necessarily win lots of elections, but what we do is we push the envelope. We change the subject of the debate. And I think, to some extent, the Libertarian Party's had a lot of success with that. The second vision is that the way we're going to succeed is not emphasizing the destination, but to emphasize the direction. And Gene Burns, the radio host, used to talk about get on the freedom train. Some people will get off at an earlier stop, but we're all heading in the same direction. Now, my crystal ball broke a long time ago. I don't know what the right strategy is. Mm-hmm. If you put a gun to my head and say, all right, guy, tell us what you think it is. My gut feeling is that the best way for us to succeed is to be a radical vanguard party.
Agreed.
And the reason I say that is, if for no other reason, if we start finding places where the American people are starting to come forward and vote for us on our issues, the older parties are not stupid.
That's what they did with the socialists in the 1920s.
That is exactly the argument. And I think all, you know,
if you want watered down, go join the Republicans.
That's, and a lot of people have. I look, I'm as radical as they come. I do not grant our government at any level any a priori validity to exist. To me, governments are instituted among people. We give government its existence. We grant it the right to exist.
The consent of the government.
It is the consent of the government. To me, governments are basically, they should be like great big clubs. And I don't mean like great big sticks. I mean like associations where, in effect, if you want to be part of this political organization, you agree to be bound by certain rules. We could call them a constitution. So I come from basically, I'll be very blunt, I come from an anarchist perspective. I believe that governments don't have any a priori right to exist. I joined the Libertarian Party because I am not what the euphemism was, low-tax liberal. I'm not a low-tax liberal.
Yeah.
I'm a libertarian. I believe in a strong, robust notion of libertarianism, and I think that's the best way for us to go.
We're short on time,
sure.
But I, of course, am completely in agreement. And do you have a website of your own?
I do, but it's a university website. I don't consider myself sufficiently interesting to have a website.
Okay. Fair enough. Keep up the good work as
Thank
being
you.
That vanguard
well,
and
again,
that important voice in the Libertarian Party,
Ian,
because it needs it more than
Ian,
ever.
Ian, you and Mark are doing a fine job. Please keep it up.
More on the way from the Liberty Forum. It's Free Talk Live.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Want to support the show? Help us out a little bit to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one, and it's that since we give you all the website features for free, you could just send us $3 a month, and we'll take that money and turn it around and reinvest it in the program, getting on more radio stations across the country, spreading the message of liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get on board and get some perks, too, like access to the Amp Only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We'll be bringing on our final guest here in moments. You may recognize him from the WWE Wrestling Entertainment, but first we go to the phones and talk to Beth in Rhode Island. Beth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to apologize for not showing up to Liberty Forum. I've been watching the Ridley Report. It's so good. I'm so thankful for Dave for posting videos and listening to you guys. I almost feel like I'm there, even though I'm really far away.
That's cool.
So I actually did a Ron Paul sign wave this afternoon, and we had about 6 Ron Paul meetup group supporters there doing that. And it's so much fun talking to these people about the Free State Project or talking to them about Liberty Forum, because these people have never been around other people that think similarly to them.
When you say these people, you mean the other people at the Ron Paul meetup?
Yes, the other people at the sign wave that I put on today. And Liberty is just something that brings people together. It's amazing. You know, you talk to them, you're like, hey, wow, I feel that same way too. You know, so I'm very thankful for Ron Paul for bringing people together. And
very cool. You know, I think it's going to be a perfect opportunity for many of these Ron Paul supporters to channel their energy to after Ron Paul. I mean, if Ron Paul's elected, hey, great. But if Ron Paul isn't elected, either way, it's going to be a great opportunity for them to channel their activism and come here and join the Free State Project, become one of these great liberty activists here in New Hampshire, and continue this process.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to know if you guys could do me a favor.
Maybe.
Dan and I have been planning on moving to New Hampshire forever now, and I'm getting frustrated and aggravated with Dan. This is dragging his feet. Can you guys, because I know he's there somewhere around Liberty Forum this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be bumping into him. Get him to move. Tell him, God darn it, I want to move.
Well, I'm pretty sure you could be a little more persuasive than we can. But,
well, you know, I'll mention it to him. But
hey, he's getting paid now by Free Talk Live, so he should take that money and invest it into a moving fund for you guys.
That's right. You know, I think he's a little nervous about getting a mortgage and going down that road. I think that's the big problem. But
well, come here and rent. Rent, look around for a little while. I mean, the housing prices are probably going to drop.
We can't rent. I have a dog. I have turtles, too. What renter is going to want me with my aquariums and my loud dog? So.
You could ask.
Yeah, it never hurts to ask. Good luck, Beth, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Speaking of Free State Project members, again, our final distinguished guest of the evening is sitting in with us, and he's a man we've had on the show before, but by telephone. This is the first time we've actually had you here in person. His name's Glenn Jacobs, but you might have heard of him. He does do a little thing called the WWE as a little wrestler. Maybe you've heard of Kane before. He's sitting here with us tonight.
I hope so. Mark, you look good in a suit.
Thank you.
Is that just for me?
That's, well, you know, I thought I'd bring up the double-breasted suit this evening. Just
you look phenomenal. A fashion plate.
So, Glenn, how long have you... What's your story? How long have you been into this movement, the Liberty Movement? What brought you in? What was your process?
Probably about 8 or 9 years ago, I thought that I was... I thought that I was sort of a moderate Republican. I was a fiscal conservative, but I didn't care what people did in their free time.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was introduced to libertarianism, and actually it was through the LP, a friend of mine, Sean Morley, introduced me to the LP and told me about it. And I just sort of branched out from there and started doing some reading and some research and became very nearly obsessed with the ideas of libertarianism. And here I am today at the Liberty Forum.
It's amazing. I mean, how long? What time frame are we talking about here?
Well, about 8 years ago, I probably started,
mm-hmm.
and then within the last 3 or 4 years, I've gotten extremely serious about.
It's addictive, isn't it? It's really infective. The ideas of freedom—you just want to keep learning more. You just want to keep feeding that need to understand what this is all about and understand freedom and how the marketplace. And freedom works so much better than coercive force and government control.
And you feel bad not doing something. I mean, you know the secret of liberty, the secret of not bringing force out against your neighbors, and you feel bad not telling people about it and getting the word out.
And also, you see, it's just that has become such an accepted part of our society now. It's always government solution.
Mm-hmm.
And
every
people
time.
Never
there
think,
should be a law.
Right. People never think about changing things themselves and about how voluntarism, how that works and how the free market actually works and how the solutions that it offers are so much better than coercive force.
Right. You're right. They don't think about it, but hopefully they're going to be given more and more opportunities to think about it, as we've been seeing with this huge outpouring of support for Ron Paul. We were just talking with Jim Lark from the Libertarian Party off the air, and he was saying, just like Jim Babka earlier, no one would ever have thought a year ago that the Ron Paul campaign could have done what it has done so far, that so many people could have been activated in such a short time. We've seen probably more growth in the last 12 months for this movement, the Liberty Movement, than in the last 30 years. And it's, of course, it has a lot to do with the Internet and a lot to do with people like you, Glenn, coming on board, people like us, Free Talk Live, John Stossel, people with some level of visibility. I'm not saying we're anywhere near as visible as you are, but people with some level of visibility, some level of influence coming out and saying liberty makes sense, this government stuff is nuts, and here's why, and making it understandable, easy to comprehend, and really just effectively communicating these ideas to the people. And so they hear them here, they hear them there, they hear them, you know, they're going to be hearing them more and more often, and I think that's going to be one of the critical factors to really getting wide acceptance of these ideas and wide understanding of these concepts.
Absolutely. No matter what happens with the Ron Paul campaign, and certainly like everybody else, I hope that he's successful. No matter what happens, though, an infrastructure has been built with all the meetup groups and all this buzz about Ron Paul. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And what has been built is just incredible.
Yeah, I can't see that going away anytime soon.
I'm still pulling for Ron Paul in this whole thing. I just hate the idea that we're talking like he's going to lose. And
I don't think anyone's talking like he's going to lose. All I said earlier was that people need to be prepared for that as a possibility.
It certainly is a possibility.
If you're an activist and you're getting out there and you're waving signs and you're making phone calls,
you're still making a difference no matter what.
Right, you're making a difference. But if you're doing all that and you're putting all that effort in and then it doesn't work out for the candidate, you need to be ready for that. That's all I'm saying. You need to be prepared for that, because if you just say, ugh, I'm so disappointed by this, I'm so upset that I wasted my time. You didn't waste your time. You helped bring other people into the movement. It was worth your while. Just because a pro-liberty candidate doesn't necessarily win the election doesn't mean your time is wasted. So that's all. I want to just reiterate this message so people are ready for that if it's to happen. Of course, if he wins, then still, it's not over then. If Ron Paul wins, you're not done. Liberty still needs to be worked on. We still need to be ever vigilant and move forward and continue to talk about freedom.
Even if Ron Paul wins, he needs a Congress to work with. So it's not over no matter what.
Yeah. You know what I'm really concerned, though, with this idea of the Ron Paul congressional candidates? It sounds good on its face, but I'm concerned that what you're going to have is politicians labeling themselves as, hey, I'm a Ron Paul. It's that parade to get out in front of. Hey, look at me. I love Ron Paul. I've always been a friend of Ron Paul's. Vote for me. And then they vote him in, and they act just like any other Republican or Democrat. I think that's where
pockets full of money.
Well, I think that's where something like maybe the small government pledge can come in, to where if you've got someone who's claiming to be a Ron Paul candidate, well, then you go to centerforsmallgovernment.com, print out the small government pledge, which basically says, I'll vote small government every issue, every time, no excuses. You say, oh, you're a Ron Paul candidate? Well, you'll have no problem signing this. And make them put their name on something. Get it in writing that they are serious about reducing the size of government. Otherwise, who the hell are they, and why should we listen to them? Just because they say they like Ron Paul. That's all.
Yep.
Be critical of these people.
Right, it is dangerous.
So, Glenn Jacobs, Liberty Forum, you've never been here before. You're a Free State Project member. You've purchased a home here in the state. Obviously, you travel around the world with the WWE, so you come here as often as you can. But what about these people? What about this event? How do you feel? The final comments for the remainder of this weekend.
Oh, it's awesome, and I'm just so excited to be here. All the great speakers, all the people that I hear calling into your show. And
they're here,
yeah. Yeah, getting to put faces with names and voices. It's really awesome. And we're not just talking about the future of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. We really are. We're talking about the future of America. We're talking about the future of the world.
Absolutely.
Liberty.
It all begins here. And it's an honor to have you on the program. Glenn, enjoy the rest of your night and the rest of the Liberty Forum. And thank you to everybody for coming out here this weekend to the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, as a part of the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, brought to you by the Free State Project. We will return Monday night live from our studio. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son